From the battleground states of the presidential election campaign to the battlegrounds of Iraq, Sudan, and Chechnya, terrorism and armed conflict dominated the voices in the news this past year.
Some in this chamber and in our country did not support the liberation of Iraq. Objections to war often come from principled motives. But let us be candid about the consequences of leaving Saddam Hussein in power. We're seeking all the facts. Already, the Kaye report identified dozens of weapons of mass destruction-related program activities.
I believe that the effort that has been directed to this point has been sufficiently intense that it is highly unlikely that there were large stockpiles of deployed, militarized chemical and biological weapons there.
We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! I'll say it again and I'll say it again and I'll say it again. I love Iowa.
My decision to change the Super Bowl performance was actually made after the final rehearsal. I am really sorry if I offended anyone. That was truly not my intention.
Your government failed you. Those entrusted with protecting you failed you. And I failed you. And for that failure, I would ask, once all the facts are out, for your understanding and for your forgiveness.
President Bush understood the threat, and he understood its importance. He made clear to us that he did not want to respond to Al-Qaeda one attack at a time. He told me he was tired of swatting flies.
Can you tell me one example where the president swatted a fly when it came to Al-Qaeda prior to 9/11?
I think what the president was speaking to
What fly had he swatted?
Well, the disruptions abroad was what he was really focusing on. CIA would go after Abu Zubaydah,
swatted,
go after this guy. And
Dr. Rice, we didn't. We only swatted a fly once on the 20th of August, 1998. We didn't swat any flies afterwards. How the hell could he be tired?
Too often today, the symbol of America is not the Statue of Liberty. It's the prisoner standing on a box wearing a dark cape and a dark hood on his head, wires attached to his body, afraid that he's going to be electrocuted.
I'm probably not the only one up at this table that is more outraged by the outrage than we are by the treatment. The idea that these prisoners, you know, they're not there for traffic violations. If they're in cell block 1A or 1B, these prisoners, they're murderers, they're terrorists, they're insurgents.
Rob, I commit to love you until death do us part.
David, I commit to love you until death do us part.
By the power vested in me by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I hereby pronounce you legally married.
The decision of Massachusetts is now infringing on the rights of other states and citizens of other states, plain and simple. And therefore, my view is that a constitutional amendment, properly drafted, will allow each state to make its own decisions with regards to the rights associated to same-sex couples, but that marriage should be reserved for a man and a woman.
May our common future and that of our great nations be guided by wise men and women who will remember always the golden achievements of the Reagan era and the success that can be theirs if the values of freedom and democracy are preserved unsullied and undiminished until the unfolding decades can remember little else.
It's a true humanitarian disaster, and it's the responsibility of the government of Sudan. They created this monster. They have said that they're going to correct the situation. They have not done so, and we have to hold the government of Sudan accountable.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
This is the man who wants to be the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces. U.S. Forces armed with what? Spitballs?
We will always use our military might to keep the American people safe. And we, John and I, We will have one clear, unmistakable message for al-Qaeda and these terrorists. You cannot run. You cannot hide. We will destroy you.
I'm running for president with a clear and positive plan to build a safer world and a more hopeful America. I'm running with a compassionate conservative philosophy that government should help people improve their lives, not try to run their lives.
Between 12 and 17 gunmen took over that school with at least 400 people, according to local officials inside, mostly school children. They say if Russian forces try to storm the building, that they will blow the building up.
60 Minutes has now obtained a number of documents we are told were taken from Colonel Killian's personal file. Among them, a never-before-seen memorandum from May 1972, where Colonel Killian writes that Lieutenant Bush called him to talk about how he can get out of coming to drill from now through November.
It was a mistake. CBS News deeply regrets it. Also, I want to say personally and directly, I'm sorry.
We've got water in places that we hadn't seen water in my lifetime.
We don't have any flashlights. We got C&D batteries only. We got plenty of those. We don't have any TAPCONs. We don't have any other kind of screws to go into concrete.
If you adjusted Andrew's losses, it would come out to about $20 billion in insured losses in today's dollars. It's looking like we are going to be surpassing that with the four storms combined.
Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champions.
I would not give up this fight if there was a chance that we would prevail. But it is now clear that even when all the provisional ballots are counted, which they will be, there won't be enough outstanding votes for us to be able to win Ohio. And therefore, we cannot win this election.
America has spoken, and I'm humbled by the trust and the confidence of my fellow citizens. With that trust comes a duty to serve all Americans, and I will do my best to fulfill that duty every day as your president.
Yanukovych has already been elected president. He is, as far as they're concerned, the legitimate president of Ukraine. And any attempt to remove him from that post is illegal.
We, not only for Yushchenko here, but we here for truth. Liars were everywhere. And we just say it should be stopped.
Arafat broke many taboos. He is leaving an important legacy for his successors. Speaking about recognition of Israel, readiness to have a Palestinian state on the basis of the borders of 67, recognizing the Israeli neighborhoods in East Jerusalem, and many other things which were very important.
Arafat was the person who made terror against innocent people his main political weapon many years before Osama bin Laden.
The economy and the recovery is very much on track. The labor market indicators from the payroll survey are also coming into line and showing that the economy is doing pretty well.
Bread and milk seem to have gone up. Gas has increased. Seems like a lot of services increased as well.
Businesses are creating jobs. People are returning to work. Mortgage rates are low. And home ownership in this country is at an all-time high. The Bush tax cuts are working.
The problem is that they're long-run tax cuts, and they put us in a bit of a hole in the longer run by increasing the budget deficit.
We're now at a 3.5-year high on the market, strongest since the summer of 2001. People were in a mood to buy. They've been a little frustrated by the lack of movement, and when things started to move, everybody jumped in at once.
Now, why do we soldiers have to dig through local landfills for pieces of scrap metal and compromised ballistic glass to up-armor our vehicles, and why don't we have those resources readily available to us?
As you know, you go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want or wish to have at a later time.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Sheila Cast.
Weekend Edition Sunday is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can hear any story from today's show or previous shows online at npr.org. Just click on Archives. This is NPR.